The Gospel reading is taken from the 11th chapter of Matthew, reading verses 16 to 19, and then 25 to 30. So, Matthew chapter 11, beginning at verse 16. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, "We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is heavy and my burden is light." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you. Well, today we're still in Matthew's Gospel, and will be for the next few months, which is great. And today we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 11. And you may have picked up that it's one of those passages where Jesus sounds both very frustrated and incredibly compassionate at the same time. He begins in verse 16 today with this picture of children sitting in the marketplace. And they're calling out, "We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn." So in other words, we tried happy music, and you didn't dance. We tried sad music, and you didn't cry. What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? Reminds me a bit of church coffee, actually. One person says, "This coffee's far too strong." The other one says, "Oh, this is far too weak, this coffee." And a third person says, "Well, I don't drink coffee, but I'm really offended on behalf of tea." And so you can't please all the people all the time, can you? Somebody's not going to be happy. And Jesus says that that is how some people responded to God's messengers, his prophets, who'd been sending throughout the Old Testament. And the last of these prophets before Jesus was John the Baptist. Now, we know all about John the Baptist. He led a very simple life. And we read in verse 18 that he came neither eating nor drinking. So basically, John the Baptist, he fasted a lot, prayed a lot, and didn't drink strong alcohol drinks, like didn't drink wine. And the people said of him, because of this, he has a demon. Then in the next verse, Jesus comes eating and drinking, going to meals, mixing with ordinary people. And they said, "Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." So it seems that John was too serious and Jesus wasn't serious enough. John was too strict, but Jesus was too joyful. God sent one messenger who fasted and they complained. So God sent another messenger who feasted, and they still complained. his own son. Isn't it revealing? You see, sometimes the problem is not the style of the messenger. Sometimes the problem, I think what Jesus is getting at here, is the condition, the hardness of the human heart. The unwillingness to receive the message from God's messengers. And then Jesus says this really interesting phrase at the end of verse 19. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds. Wisdom's proved right by her deeds? That sounds personal to me. Wisdom is a her. So what or who is wisdom? We'll just digress a bit because this is a really interesting part of the passage. Well, if you read the book of Proverbs, which I'm sure many of you have skipped through in the past, wisdom is pictured almost like a person calling out in the streets, inviting people to listen and to live. Wisdom is not just being clever. Wisdom is God's way of seeing the world, and it is lived in tune with God. Because Jesus isn't just a wise teacher. The Bible says that Jesus is the wisdom of God in person. Picture this. He is God's truth walking around in sandals. So when Jesus says, wisdom is proved right by her deeds, he's saying something like this. You may criticize John, and you may indeed criticize me. You may not understand what God is doing, but look at the fruit. Look at the lives being changed. Look at sinners being welcomed. Look at the broken being restored. And look at the weary being lifted up. Then in verse 25, the reading moves into this beautiful prayer of Jesus. And he prays this. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. You may read this and you think Jesus is against education, but Jesus is not against education. We thank God for medical staff and engineers and teachers and accountants and people who can deal with IT and modern technology. But Jesus is warning us that pride can make us spiritually blind. We can have the IQ of a genius and still miss God. We can know lots and lots of things, but still not know the Father. Jesus says the kingdom is revealed to little children. Why is that? Well, it's not because children know everything. It's because they know that they don't know everything. That's great, wasn't it? They know they don't know everything. A child is open to receive. A child will often ask for help. And a child can hold out their empty hands when they need something. And that's where faith begins, with the words, Lord, I need you. And we've had a few people make it a... Oops, she's gone. Oh, there we are. A few people make an appearance over the last few weeks. And this week is the turn of this tremendous lady, Corrie ten Boom. Has anyone read this book, The Hiding Place? No, if you haven't, it's a really good read. So Corrie ten Boom was a Dutch Christian, and she was alive during the Second World War, and she helped many, many Jews escape from the Nazis. And in her book, The Hiding Place, she tells a story from her childhood. She once asked her father a very difficult question about suffering and about the awful things that some people do to others. And I think the context here was the awful things some adults do to children. And her father asked her gently to pick up his suitcase. And she went to pick up the case, but she couldn't. It was too heavy. And so the father said that some knowledge is like this case, too heavy for a child to carry before the right time. And Corrie ten Boom writes this, a good father gives his child what they need when they need it. That's a lovely picture of trust. We don't always understand everything. We can't always carry every burden, but we have a Father who knows what we need when we need it. Then in verse 28, Jesus gives this wonderful invitation. Come to me, he says, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So it seems that being weary and burdened is a good qualification to come to Jesus. And I think that includes quite a lot of us, don't you? I think we're all a bit weary and burdened from time to time. And I'm so pleased to say Jesus doesn't say, come to me, all you who are really impressive. Come to me who have got your lives, all you who have got your lives sorted out. Come to me who have passed your spirituality examinations. He says simply, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We can be burdened by all sorts of things. And Jesus says, come to me. He doesn't say, come to church, although church is good. He doesn't say, come to religion, because religion can become just another burden if we're not careful. Jesus says, come to me, to me. Then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And no surprise here, but the yoke Jesus is talking about is nothing to do with eggs. Okay, a yoke in those days was a wooden frame that was placed on animals, usually oxen, so they could pull a load together, either a heavy trailer or a plow or something behind them. Now, that doesn't sound very restful to me, does it? Come to me, and I'll stick a piece of farming equipment on your back. I'll tell you what's restful. A spa day is restful, isn't it, ladies? A spa day. Maybe some gentlemen have been to a spa day as well, I don't know. And when you go to a spa day, there's no mention of farming equipment, is there? None at all. But Jesus is not offering us the opportunity to rest so that we can do nothing, as you would do on a spa day. He's offering us a different way to carry life. A yoke joins one animal to another, one person to another. And Jesus is saying, stop pulling the weight of life on your own. Walk with me. Learn from me. Let me set the pace. And what is Jesus like? Well, he says, I am gentle and humble in heart. That's really important for us, because as I said earlier in the service, Jesus has all authority, yet he is gentle. Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth, yet he's humble in heart. He doesn't crush people who are weary. He doesn't shout at people who are broken. And he doesn't say, try harder and come back when you're better. He just says, come, come. So, what are we going to go home with today? Well, a good place to start with is a question. What burden are you carrying alone that maybe Jesus could help you carry? Because he's simply inviting you to come to him. And the promise of Jesus is not that life will become super easy and weightless. Christians still have to live their lives with all its responsibilities because we're adults, most of us. We still experience grief and work and family pressures. We have illnesses to deal with and bills. And maybe, as we know, the church heating breaks down occasionally. But Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And his burden is light because he carries it with us. And he leads us in the way of life. So let's come to him again today. Come with our weariness, come with our burdens and our questions and our failures. Come with our ordinary lives, maybe our complicated lives. And when our hearts are restless and noisy, Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God, says, come to me and I will give you rest. Amen.